Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Congratulations to Mercer County High School senior Gwen Fowler, recognized with a state 4-H award in personal growth. This is a kid that has started her own recycling company. Congratulations, Gwen Fowler. What does that state 4-H award mean to you?
It means a lot, Jim. I've been able to get a lot of scholarships with it, but mostly it's just really great for me to explain what 4-H means to me and how 4-H impacts the whole community as a whole.
How long does your career go back in 4-H? Give us the beginning story in that.
Well, I began in 4-H when I was 8, but I've always been involved in 4-H because my mother was in 4-H, and then my grandmother and also my grandfather was in 4-H, and a lot of my cousins have been in 4-H, so I've been involved with the fair and 4-H for a very, very long time.
That's an impressive family tree of 4-H. Is that right? Gwen Fowler has started her own recycling company. I have to hear about that.
Yes. So when I was in 8th grade, me and a local girl in our 4-H club decided that we needed recycling bins out at the fairgrounds. And so we got together and we decided that we wanted to do this on our club level. And so what we did was we went to the farm, to the fair board, and we also went to Farm Bureau, and we told them what we were doing and all, like, what we wanted to do, and they thought this was a great idea, so they gave us money to get blue recycling bins, and we put them out by the fairgrounds, and so people can recycle at the fairgrounds now.
That's awesome, and that's a perfect segue then. You participate as a citizen scientist with Riverwatch Project. What does that involve?
So with Mercer County Teen Federation, we have done a Riverwatch Project where we partnered with Riverwatch and we have adopted the Edwards River. And so with that, we go and we clean up the river and we look for invasive species and we collect trash that's beside the side of the road, and we just and then we take this back to Riverwatch, and we've done a lot of presentations on this, and I've been involved with them, and a lot of the other members have done this too.
Well, I know we talked to you off the air, a senior at Mercer County High School, so you're right now involved in, you know, kind of deciding what your future will hold. And you were telling me off the air you have an idea of what you want to study, and you're weighing your options between two pretty proud agricultural schools. So tell us about what is involved in this process right now for you.
So I'm looking at two schools, Kansas State and Oklahoma State, and both are away from here, and I would like to study ag ed and ag communications with that.
And you have an impressive resume with your 4-H projects, and right, you're an FFAer as well, holding the office of treasurer for the Mercer County FFA chapter. How important are those things in terms of your, I guess, both your education development and really your professional slash career development? Because I assume it helps in all areas for you.
Yes, it does. It's helped me to go to different conferences and talk with people I don't know. And it's also helped me grow confidence in myself and helping other people grow confidence in themselves.
Yeah, and I know a citizen scientist, as we mentioned already, with Riverwatch, with the Riverwatch Project. But brag a little bit about your 4-H club. Where are your roots in 4-H, and what is the local club you've been involved with the most?
I belong to the Kemmel 4-H club, and my grandfather and my grandmother and a lot of, and my mother and a lot of my aunts have been involved with the Kemmel 4-H club, and this is a very big livestock club, but we're now expanding because we have a lot of little members. We have a lot of clover buds and 8 and 9 year olds. And so we've expanded so that we do a lot of general projects, too. So we're kind of a hodgepodge club now.
Well, and we need all of that stuff. We'll take hodgepodge. And we say long live, right? Long live the Kimmel 4-H Club, a very proud 4-H heritage here in Mercer County. And Gwen Fowler doing great things. And a great honor, a state 4-H award in personal growth. Hey, congratulations and good luck with the college choice here over the next couple of months.
Thank you.
Gwen Fowler with us on WRMJ.